were cold against Mildred's skin. The Viking's had her stretched out, ankles secure to the bottom corners of the great slab, wrists pulled far apart and manacled at the top. She'd been forced to remove her clothes, and they lay on the flattened turf at the head of the altar.
Nobody's seen me this way since my last gyno checkup.
If she turned her head, she could just see Jack Lauren. Jorunn Thoroldsen had his arm around the boy's shoulders and was giving him something to drink out of an ornate golden goblet. Mildred didn't like the look of that.
It's a hard run all the way, and then a sprint for life afterward. Some of them might come after us, will come after us. Then it'll be the haul through the zigzag path toward the ridge. Enough moon to see by.
I could cover a retreat.
No time to argue this, Doc. You stay here. Listen, soon as the crap jams the silo, you take off up there. We'll catch up with you.
What if, perchance, you should fail in this venture?
JB slapped Tanner on the shoulder.
Then you're on your own, Doc. Good luck.
And you, my friends.
Then they were gone, vanishing like wraiths into the darkness around the vill. The long ceremony was approaching its climactic finale. There had been songs and speeches, and an endless incantation from the old wise woman, which drew on the names of every Norse god Mildred Wyeth had ever heard of, and a lot more she hadn't. A kind of resinous incense was burned, and the scented smoke drifted around the arena, hanging beneath the dark lower branches of the trees. Jack had been drawn gradually toward the center of the ritual. A knife had been pressed into his hands, the stubby blade streaked with silver moonlight. With an effort, Mildred had been able to squint around and see the teenager sipping from the antique goblet. His eyes were half closed, and he was swaying on his feet, supported now by Jorund on one side and young Eric Stonebiter on the other. Mildred had no doubt at all that the drink probably contained some opiate to dull the boy's senses. From her point of view, it didn't really make that much difference who slit her throat or what state that person was in. Her blood would still flow over the cold altar stone and down into the waiting earth beneath.
Odin, great father of our people, we beg you to take this offering at these our hands.
There wasn't much time left.
Where the hell are they?
Despite the muffling screen of the forest, Ryan could faintly hear the bellowed, echoing words. The friends were off the main track from the village, running fast along the narrower side trail.
Not much time.
Timing had always been the most difficult element of Ryan's plan. Move too soon and they wouldn't be able to hit the crowd when they were locked into their ritual. Move too late and they'd only be able to mop up the blood. And spill a bit in revenge.
Slow down.
We gotta get there quick.
It's gonna be shooting. Where I am right now, I couldn't hit a shithouse door, even if I was inside it at the time. Slow down. Jog in careful.
Will they have sentries?
No reason to. They figure we're sealed up tight. Muti's got their asses kicked all the way out. There's no threat to them.
They moved forward more slowly, picking their way between the trees, hearing the sounds of the ceremony growing gradually closer and louder. Mildred looked up into the glowing coals of Jack Lauren's eyes and read her death in them, knowing at that moment that rescue wouldn't come and that her race was run.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my soul.
The small, red-hilted knife was poised over her exposed neck. Jack's body was trembling, and he looked as if he might faint at any moment. The wise woman had plucked a small bird from a tiny wicker cage and brought it to her lips as if to kiss the sharp beak. Then, with no change of expression, she ripped the head clean off, smearing the creature's blood over her own face. Now it was Mildred's turn.
Take her, evil spirit Odin, and let your people go free of pain and of the shadow of the grave. Take her! Take her! Take her!
Oh, shit.
Mildred closed her eyes, wondering oddly which of her friends back in her earlier life would have acquired her collection of books on movies.
No, godly, no!
Jack gripped the knife high above his head, completely motionless. If he'd had time to think about it, Ryan would probably have figured it as the best shot he'd ever made in his life. At more than 50 yards in shifting moonlight, his target was the 4-inch blade of the sacrificial knife. The laser-enhanced sniper scope was steadied, the rifle rock still, stock against his cheek. Ryan held his breath and squeezed the trigger. The 4.7mm round pinged off the steel, kicking the knife spinning from Jack's fingers. Mildred opened her eyes, staring straight into the teenager's shocked, bone-white face. He shook his head in bewilderment. After that first single shot, Ryan had slid the control on the G-12 to triple shot. JB's MP7 SD-8 was also on triple, its silencer muffling the noise of the bullets. Christie's P7A13 Heckler & Koch pistol filled her right hand, and she was ready to follow the two men as they charged the mass of people. In the first 15 seconds, without a single hand being raised against them, they chilled more than 20 of the villagers. Ryan, firing from the hip, tried to shoot Joran Toraldsen, but the warrior Baron was quick. He dove for cover at the first shot, scurrying on hands and knees into the trees on the farther side of the large clearing. Eric Stonebiter half turned to Mildred, hefting the large, polished ceremonial axe he carried. For a moment, she thought he was going to gut her with the heavy steel, but the clatter of the rifles disconcerted him, and he dropped the weapon, joining the screaming rush for cover. Jack had drawn one of his own knives and stood staring at the naked, chained woman, as if he didn't quite recognize her.
Jack!
Jack's eyes still seemed blurred and unfocused, and he leaned over her, his breath spiced and bitter on her cheek.
Stop sounding like a goddamned owl and get the chains off me, kid!
Don't call.
He brandished the knife threateningly. Then his eyes cleared, and a grin slipped into place.
I'll call you whatever the hell I want. Now get this shit off of me!
Hey, I know you. You all right, Mildred?
Sure! Now get me out of here!
Use axe.
Jack picked up the weapon that Eric had let fall, and he hefted it to shoulder height. Out of the corner of his eye, Ryan saw the gesture and began to turn, thinking the albino boy had gone crazed and was about to hack Mildred apart. But he saw in the next moment what was happening.
Get her free and dressed, Jack. We gotta get out of this place.
I'll second that.
The axe blade glinted off the iron chain, striking sparks from the stone altar. JB saw the problem and sprinted over to the sacrificial block, hurdling the dead and the dying, blood splashing across his legs. He leveled his rifle. The link shattered off of Mildred's ankles and wrists. JB grabbed her by the arm and helped her to stand. She leaned on the altar to recover her balance.
Good to see you guys.
Miraculously, the amphitheater was almost deserted. Terrified by the sudden appearance of the three Outlanders, their blasters providing instant tickets to Valhalla, the Norsemen and their families had fled into the forest.
Everyone okay?
In another couple of seconds, I'd have been the first course in a Viking pizza feast. Jack looked like he was going to go through with it.
The boy nodded.
It's true, Mildred. Sorry. Gave me drink. Fucked up my head.
Better now?
Yeah, better. Where's Doc? They didn't kill him, did they?
He's fine. We got out of the ville all right. Left him to watch out for us. Told him to start off up the trail. When these mothers realize they still have numbers on their side, I reckon they could come after us.
So we should move more and talk less, lover.
Sure. Ready, Mildred?
Mildred was dressed again, in the same clothes she'd taken from the cryo center.
Ready. Any spare guns around? This Deathland seems a place where the guns rule, yet I can't get my hands on a decent pistol.
You will, Mildred. You will.
Ryan led the way out of the trampled, bloodied circle, leaving behind the moaning wounded. Mildred, walking second, was whispering to herself.
The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to...
The stunted figure of the wise woman suddenly rushed out of the blackness at her, holding an open, straight-edged razor. In her black skirt and jacket, she was almost invisible among the lowering wall of pine trees. But the razor caught the light of the moon, giving a moment of warning. Ryan spun around, and Jack, coming next in line, also tried to grab at the wise woman, missing her by scant inches. Mildred was able to knock the cutthroat aside with the edge of her hand. But the impetus of the attack bowled her over, and she fell down, tangled with the old Norse woman. Ryan stepped in closer, the panga glittering coldly in his hand, but Mildred saw him.
No! This bitch is mine!
It was a short, almost silent fight. Despite the lingering effects of the long freezing, Mildred was an unusually strong woman, and quickly managed to shake the razor loose from her opponent's grip. She slapped the hag several times across the side of the head, ringing, jarring blows that quieted the woman, and left her like a limp doll in Mildred's hands.
What was that shit about black bitch, huh? Me? Evil? You ain't seen evil yet! Fuck that!
Mildred stood, keeping a hold on the side of the Viking seer's neck, pressing her fingers in just below and behind the ear.
Freya, save me!
bitch!
None of the others tried to interfere, and it was over very quickly. Mildred's practiced fingers located the arteries and choked off the supply of blood to the brain. The hag's eyes protruded, and her tongue, purpling, thrust between her swollen lips. Finally, she went limp. Mildred opened her hands and allowed the shrunken corpse to drop to the dirt. She straightened and looked around at the faces of the other four.
She deserved to die.
Surely. Mildred.
No. I'll be all right. It's delayed shock. God, but this Deathlands is a dreadful place. Dreadful! I just killed a woman with my bare hands.
But she deserved to die.
But I'm a doctor, for Christ's sake!
They saw and heard no one as they moved at their best pace down the main trail toward the deserted vill. The corpses lay where they'd fallen, and the bonfire had slumbered to glowing ashes. Mildred had recovered some of her composure, but the sight of yet more bodies upset her.
Do flowers die wherever you set your foot, Ryan Calder?
Your world wasn't so great, was it? Don't start moralizing here, Mildred. These people, like a lot of people in the Deathlands, dislike outsiders, outlanders. So far, we've been lucky on this jump. None of us have been chilled. But I've lost friends. Too many to count. When it comes down to it, you either pull the trigger or you swallow the bullet. That's all there is.
Ryan's tirade was followed by silence.